Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I've got for you one crazy entitled parent story. So let's jump straight into it. Entitled mum can't accept that her 3-year-old child isn't a prodigy. Hey, last week I started a job as a teacher. Perfect ground for finding entitled parents. Here's some background to start off with. I teach English to children, and while the school accepts children between 18 months and 12 years, my students are between the ages of 2 and 5. The school I work at only teaches English and has different levels based on your child's ability, where the teacher can use discretion to decide if the child can go faster or needs to slow down. Because of the coronavirus, the school also has mostly one-on-one lessons now. But because things are getting better where I am, the school also allows physical classes instead of online-only classes. I have this kid, we'll call him D, I'll call him Dan. He's a 3-year-old boy with a local Chinese father and a mother who is traditionally Chinese. Where I live, English is the primary language of most people, though the command of English is a little skewed with plenty of slang. Dan's father could speak in Mandarin to his wife, our entitled mum. The entitled mum, however, could not speak any English at all and was Mandarin speaking only. This is where problem number one is. While I am local Chinese, I only grew up with English speaking parents and grandparents, which meant I have almost no command of Mandarin even though I studied it as a second language for 12 years. Once I was out of school, my brain wrung out any knowledge of Mandarin like water out of a sponge. I can speak it at a barely conversational level, but I can't explain anything in depth. The second lesson Dan came for was also my first day working there. While I was briefed on the entitled mum, as she had been the one to sign Dan up for lessons, I was informed by my co-workers that Dan's father would be the one dropping him off and picking him up. This was good news for me, because when we let the child go at the end of the lesson, we take a few minutes to go through with the parents, guardians on what the child learned, what they did well, what they can improve on, along with any other recommendations for them like speeding up or slowing down. It's hard for me to explain any of that in Mandarin, so if Dan's father was the one coming to pick him up, then talking to him was simple. Unfortunately for me, that was absolutely not the case. On Dan's first lesson with me, his entitled mum was the one to drop him off. He's only 3 years old, so we were doing a foundation class with him where we basically teach him one letter per hour long class, how to say and write it, what sound the letter makes, and some simple words that start with said letter. Given that that was his first time seeing me, he was almost entirely unresponsive to anything I said. He kept trying to go out and find his entitled mum. He would want me to open the door, and when I wouldn't because he couldn't just be running off, he'd try to shove his fingers in the gap in the door. He would not repeat after me or mimic my actions, and overall did not manage to learn much. I did manage to get him to say the 4 words that started with the letter B, but that was about all we managed to do in that hour. For all my Southeast Asian people out there, you know how our parents can be. You all also know traditional Chinese parents are even worse, and this entitled mum was just horrid. When I let Dan out to go back to his mum, she was at first cordial, asking how he did in the class and what he learned. I explained to her that because this was Dan's first lesson with me, he wasn't as responsive, but that he did manage to say the 4 B words taught to him. Now, during classes, we have 4 flashcards with the words they're supposed to learn, and we give these cards to the parents to keep in case they want to revise with their child at home. I prefer to give the cards to the kids to hold, to reinforce that it's their responsibility to keep the cards safe. Plus, it helps them develop their motor skills when they have to hold stuff. When I gave Dan his flashcards, the entitled mum snatched it out of his hand and immediately pointed to the first one, Bubbles, demanding loudly for him to say the word. Since Dan was no longer in an environment where it was just me and him, he clammed up and wouldn't say anything.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
His entitled mum saw that as my failure. Cue our first terrible conversation. You already know who the entitled mum and Dan are, and me is, well, I don't need to explain that. This conversation was in Mandarin, with me speaking in broken Mandarin. As a side note, I can understand Mandarin, but I can't really speak it. Another side note, parents aren't allowed to be in the classroom during lesson time. The entitled mum said to Dan, "What does this card say?" Dan didn't say anything. The entitled mum jabbed her finger into the card. "What does it say?" When Dan doesn't respond, I get a death glare from his entitled mum. "Why doesn't he know how to say it? What do I pay you for?" Mom, since this was his first lesson with me, I think he was shy, and we didn't manage to get far in the material today. I assure you that, "What do I pay you for? I sent him here so he could learn English." The entitled mum glares at Dan again and demands that he says bubbles, but Dan is entirely clammed up and just shakes his head. "Look, Mom, you need to understand that it was his first time seeing me, and he's 3 years old. He was able to copy what I said during class and point at the pictures associated with words." "Well then why can't he say it? Dan, tell me what this card says." "Possibly because we're no longer in a quiet environment where it's just him with a teacher. He should warm up to me soon within the next class or two and become more receptive to the lessons. I'm sorry if the class today wasn't up to your standards, but please understand it is his first time with me." The entitled mum snorts at my comments, grabs Dan and stalks off. I share some words with my co-workers, mostly us complaining about the entitled mum, and my mentor confirming that she was just like that during Dan's very first lesson at the school with her. And that concluded my first time meeting the entitled mum. But oh no, we're not quite done. Now it's time for today's lesson. She was even more horrible this time. She showed up 10 minutes late, thankfully with Dan's father too, and released Dan into my care. Today, I taught him the letter C, including the words car, cat, cow, and crab. He was a lot more receptive now that I figured out that he was more into physical actions and was able to say all four words plus match the words to the pictures. The class itself was fun, but releasing him to his parents was not. Since Dan's dad was around, I spoke to him almost exclusively. I explained to him that Dan was doing well and became a lot more receptive to me and my lessons, but struggled with his penmanship since he couldn't get a good grip on a crayon and had a very light touch, so his movements were shaky. I also explained that he struggled to say car sometimes, since he mixed up how it sounded with cow. But Dan's dad was very understanding. I recommended he guide Dan in how to properly hold a pencil at home, and Dan's dad relayed all this in Mandarin to his entitled mum. The entitled mum looked annoyed at me when Dan's dad mentioned to her my comments about Dan not being able to hold a crayon properly, but she said nothing. The school also gives the child the activity book to bring home, and Dan's book today had a page with a car drawing for you to cut out. My co-worker had cut out the entire page so she could cut out the car itself with ease, and the car was coloured in by Dan. The entitled mum only noticed the bit of the page that was still in the book and blew her fuse. "Where is this page? How can you give him such a terrible book? Huh? Where is the page? Why did you give my son something so terribly made?" "Mom, that page was cut out because there's a paper car cutout we needed to use. Here, the car is right here." I flipped the book over to the front page where Dan's messily coloured car cutout was tucked between the cover and the first page. His entitled mum's rage subsided a little, but she gave me the nastiest death glare. "Oh, so he couldn't even colour it properly. I wonder why I'm even paying you when you can't teach Dan how to colour a picture." Let me say, teaching children how to hold a pencil is not my job. It is the parents' duty, and if they only expected to practice for an hour every Saturday, that's their problem. It sounds nasty, but it's true. At this point, I'm exclusively speaking to Dan's dad and barely even looking at the entitled mum. She has also gone back to jabbing her finger at the flashcards, demanding that Dan say what the words are. The entitled mum was shaking the car flashcard in Dan's face. "Say it! Say what this word is!" Dan is visibly stressed, clutching his toy car and staring at his mum but saying nothing. I decide to intervene. I point at Dan's toy car in his hands. "Dan, do you know what that is?" Dan immediately flashes me a big grin. "Car!" I clap for him and give him a high five, offering the entitled mum a smile that only makes her scowl deeper. I'm pretty sure her muzzle lines and crow's feet are permanent now. I also notice that anytime she talks, Dan's dad looks at her with such tiredness in his eyes, like he's regretting his marriage now. I finish explaining to Dan's dad on my recommendations for him to practice his penmanship at home. He thanks me, while the entitled mum grabs Dan's wrist and yanks him off, stalking off like she's some femme fatale. The school admin apologises to me for even convincing the entitled mum to sign Dan up, saying he knew she was going to be troubled during the sign-up process. I just say it's fine, pack up and leave. Now, 3 hours later, I'm sitting here writing this, thinking if the entitled mum keeps her trash behaviour up, she's gonna grow up with a son that hates her. I can't believe I have to see the entitled mum every Saturday now. I really hope she pulls Dan out, even though I love him dearly. She is just going to keep making trouble every single week and find some reason to throw a poop storm. I'm sorry this got so long, and thanks for reading. Being a teacher is just a great place for finding entitled mums like this, and I'm sure I'll have something new next week when I see her again. Jesus, that's quite a weird style of parenting, putting that much pressure on your 3-year-old son to perform exceptionally well in school. I've not heard of that before. Maybe I get it when kids are a little bit older, you know, teenagers, you say to them, you know, you need to start doing a bit better here, start working a bit harder. But a 3-year-old son, that is a new one for me. I think your title of this story, though, just explains the entitled mum's thinking. She clearly just wants her kid to be the best at everything compared to other kids in his age group. Perhaps to show off in her social circles, I don't really know. But yeah, clearly to her, second best is not good enough. And she wants her kid to be the absolute best, to a weird extent that it's a little bit controlling and a bit toxic, I'll be honest. I don't know, but maybe she's just got to accept that not everyone's going to finish in first place or be the very best, because otherwise that just wouldn't really work, would it? That's not the way things work. Just let your kid grow on his own and get better at stuff. Again, he's 3 years old. And as you say at the end of this story, OP, you do not want Dan to end up hating his mum because she was such a controlling parent and forcing him to work super hard. I get it might be in the culture, but this is a next level of that sort of stuff, you know. And yeah, is it really worth it? I'm not sure it will really improve his academic performance. Anyway, just let the teacher teach and let the parent parent, even though they may not seem like a very good parent to me anyway. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you enjoyed it, drop a like on the video, comment your thoughts on the story down below, and subscribe for daily Reddit content right here on my channel. If you do want more right away, check out the video on screen. Loads of Entitled Parent stories in that one. And with that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload on the channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.